time for Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Today we're talking with Jeremiah T.S. Lind, a Bemidji-raised playwright who has written an original sci-fi play, John. It's called The Four Garys. It involves puppets. Jeremiah Lind joins us from the KBXC studio now. Jeremiah, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So who are the Four Garys?
Well, before we begin, I'd also like to just tell John that apparently to dream that you're playing football represents your competitive nature, or alternately, that you are not getting enough cooperation or support in some areas of your life. So,
wow, that made me sit up in my chair.
What about the football being tiny in his dream? Do you have any ideas on that?
I didn't look that up, but okay. I'll get back to you on that, John.
Okay, sounds good. Now, who are the Four Garys?
So, the Four Garys are four cloned space janitors on a really long journey in space to a distant star or a distant planet that they are going to inhabit. But they actually will never be able to inhabit the planet. Their job is solely to keep the spaceship clean and functional and running while all of the space immigrants sleep their way to their destination. And it's a day in the life of their adventures and their ability to sort of cope and deal with sort of the extraordinary circumstances that they exist in.
Wow, wow. Space janitors. I've never heard those two words together.
Yeah, what do they wear?
They all wear sort of a one-piece overall that they use.
Of course.
I got to ask you, when did this idea hit you?
So about 3 years ago, I was finishing my undergraduate degree at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, and I had written a play that was within the bounds of like Aristotelian method, which is to say it follows a lot of the structures of typical plays, the well-made play, if you will. And then I had a backlash from that, and I wanted to write pieces that broke rules in some sort of significant way. So the first piece that I wrote was 21st Century Play, which I produced last summer and premiered here in Bemidji. And another piece that I wrote during that time was this show, Four Garys. And Four Garys is particularly unique because its script doesn't differentiate between the Garys in that they're all identical clones. So if you were to read the dialogue on the page, it just says, Gary, I can't believe we have to do this. Gary, what do you mean? Gary, continue cleaning, et cetera, et cetera.
Continue cleaning.
And so a part of the rehearsal process then is actually the performers then going through and differentiating which of the lines they believe belong to their Gary. And then after we set that dialogue, then we rehearse in that manner. So it's been a really unique rehearsal process, to say the least.
Are the Garys puppets?
Yep. Yeah. So the difficulty I had coming into it was how to get four identical performers. So the one possibility I had was to find identical quadruplets, but it may surprise you to find that that's actually pretty difficult. And so puppetry fills in the gaps for me here. I've taken puppetry classes before. I've written puppetry shows before, and I think it's a really unique and interesting art that sort of assists theater, I feel, in sort of solving some of the problems that you encounter in trying to tell these stories.
So, Jeremiah, I'm a little bit confused. Do they know what their lines are? Like each Gary, or is this kind of ad lib? Not ad lib,
nope.
But you said there are lines, but they each know when it's their turn?
Yeah, okay. We hope so.
Hey, did you have to do a lot of space travel research to come up with this play?
I have done a lot of space travel research, looking at the sort of problems that we'll need to solve before we start leaving our solar system. And it's a pretty ways off, but I think it's important, particularly in sort of our day and age where we sort of get trapped in sort of the mundane and sort of, you know, sort of the unsolvable problems in our lives, that we sort of think about the future and the idea that, you know, we have the ability as a species to be able to travel in the stars. And I think that by trying to focus on what we can accomplish as humans is important. So, I've looked into the process of, there are a bunch of different elements of sci-fi that sort of come to bear. One of them is interstellar travel, cloning, of course, really big. and other different elements that are sort of thrown in there to try to make it both compelling and funny.
What happens when you get to that level where things start floating? That's got to be a tough janitorial task.
Yeah, yeah. They deal with artificial gravity to some degree. But yes, there definitely is some floating that occurs within the play. I will say that.
What's the stage look like? What's the, you know, what's it look like when you go to the play?
Right. So we're performing in the Headwaters School for Music and the Arts. And it's a very minimalist set. I really try not to develop particularly complex sets. But we have a backdrop that gives sort of the sense of a spaceship. And then really it's the puppets that try to sell. We have three performers manipulating four puppets. So in addition to writing, producing, and directing the show, I'm also playing two Garys. So again, something you could only do with puppets if you can't happen to find a fourth performer to play your Gary. And yeah, we really try to use the space and interact with the audience and provide a very, very intimate situation.
We're talking with Jeremiah T.S. Lind about his original play. It's called The Four Garys. It is going to be tonight and tomorrow night at the Headwaters School of Music and the Arts in downtown Bemidji. Now, did you make the puppets? What size are the puppets?
The puppets are essentially full size. They're a little over 5 feet tall.
So whoa!
They're,
I was thinking hand they're puppets. Meant.
I know you think that would be easier, but no, no. We went with the full sized. Again, to sort of create that sense that there are actually four duplicated humans moving around. And I will say it's whatever else it may be, it will be weird. It will definitely be something you've never seen before. These are guarantees I can make.
So I don't want to give a trick away, but these are 5 foot puppets. Do you actually get inside them or do you manipulate them with your hands?
Yep. Yeah, we manipulate them from behind. The manipulators themselves are concealed. They wear masks and dark clothing so as to not draw attention. I guess similar to the Japanese bunraku method of manipulation. Japanese bunraku also uses large puppets, not quite as large as the ones that we use, but in attempting to tell, you know, very serious stories, they still use puppets to be able to do so. So this is not that serious, but we're still trying to sort of adapt that method over into our art form.
And intended for a little bit of a mature audience.
Yeah, yeah. It's puppets, but leave the kids at home. If you've ever heard of the show Avenue Q, I would sort of say that material is similar in an adult nature to that, and it's not heavily laden with swears, but there are some swears in it, and the subject matter I think is just something that maybe kids wouldn't really get.
So Jeremiah, do you have some important Garys in your life? Why?
Yeah.
Where did that inspiration?
Yeah. So. So I wrote this particular show over the course of 3 years with revisions and what have you, but the actual germinal idea came from a band that my friend Phil Brusty was in with his dad, Gary Berger, or with his dad, Gary Brusty, and Gary Berger and Gary Vanio. And this was around 99, 2000, and they were, you know, tossing around all these band names. And I said, well, three Garys and a Phil, obviously. Or, you know, the Gary 3, Phil 1, or something like that. But they ended up going with Wigglestick. But from that time, I always wondered if they could just get another Gary, you know, four Garys. Can you imagine it? And that sort of planted the seed. And then when I started writing the play itself, then I was trying to write something interesting and different. And then as I was sort of coming towards the completion of my first draft, that was about the time that my friend Gary Berger got ill. He contracted pancreatic cancer and, of course, passed away relatively recently. And I wasn't able to finish the play for him. It's a big regret for me that I wasn't able to get it to him. I was trying to get him something that would be just funny and stupid and something that would just make him laugh as he went through a really difficult time. I've dedicated the show to him then because he was a really big influence in both sort of creating that initial idea and also sort of motivating me to try to create something for him.
Jeremiah, what's harder, remembering your lines or manipulating the puppets?
Oh, definitely the lines. One of my characters says, I'm tired of all this yelling and speaking in terse, confused non sequiturs. and there is a lot of that. This sort of pulls itself somewhat from the theater of the absurd. So Samuel Beckett or Ionesco, something along that line, would sort of find a lateral equivalent in the play world. But yeah, I believe that it comes off as more humorous than it does weird, but we're going to see. I'm pretty excited. One of the unique things about producing an original work is that it's never seen an audience before. So I'm not, this is all sort of experimental and kind of exciting in that regard.
I understand this play is being submitted for a 2017 Pulitzer Prize in Drama.
Yes, yes. Last year, I made the commitment to write an original work and submit for the Pulitzer Prize every year until I win. So that'll be a process. Last year, we were sort of sabotaged. I don't know if you paid attention to the Tony Awards, but that cunning Lin-Manuel Miranda in his Hamilton was just sort of a runaway success. So we did not win last year, but this year, you know, high hopes. Some years nobody submits, you know, so we're just hoping to sort of slip in that crack.
Jeremiah T.S. Lin's original play, The Four Garys, is showing at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow at the Headwater School of Music and the Arts in downtown Bemidji. Cost is $10. It's intended for mature audiences, ages 17 and older. Jeremiah, we wish you the best. This conversation, part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Thanks so much, Jeremiah.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We have a Gary song for you right now.
Ah, excellent.
Gary Clark Jr.